guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and today we're going to talk about why this type of woman is every man's worst nightmare. Now, I know there are women out there that will make a claim against a guy, say a husband did a bad thing, and he gets carted off to jail. That's a whole nother type of woman. But this woman, this actually hit home for me because I had a girlfriend, really my last girlfriend that I ever dated and got super serious with. This is what happened to me. And this is what told me to start researching about narcissism and BPD and covert narcissism and women that can do things behind your back. Because I got the wool pulled over my eyes just like this guy. And his story is at least he found out too late because he got married. I at least found out before I got married, so this is a good story. Before we get started, remember, I am going to be leaving YouTube. I did a video about why I'm leaving YouTube. I have done, anyway, that's going to happen in probably the next couple of months. I'm getting everything set up over on Rumble. And, of course, betterbachelor.locals.com is where I've got all my stuff. I'm not going to go into big detail about it. However, at Locals, all my YouTube stuff that I normally do on YouTube is going to be on Locals. It's free. All you have to do, sign up to Locals, make an account, and ta-da, you have, and file, and join my community, and you have all the stuff that I will put over here on Locals. It will be over there, or YouTube, it will be over there on betterbachelor.locals.com. That's it. So all you guys saying, oh, but I want your content, we'll miss you, and it was good while you were here, just join a new web page. That's it. The reason why I'm going with Locals, it was started by Dave Rubin. He is extremely anti- everything. He's like me, a libertarian. He's anti everything. And it is his website alone, period. I don't know if he has more investors in it or not, but he's the main guy. And that's where he does all his stuff, is over on Locals, even though he's still here on YouTube. Just joining up, you get all my stuff. If you want to become a supporter, you're going to get free live streams almost daily. You're going to get free speech forums. You're going to get, I'm going to do movie night, where I stream a movie and I do like a Mystery Science Theater 3000 while a bunch of you guys are in live chat. I'm going to be doing probably video game and reviews over there. I got a lot of stuff, and I got a news channel. Man, we got a lot of stuff going on. There's 30,000 members, not supporters, members over there. So about 10% of you have joined over. Come on and join over and join the fun. You get to at least read the forums and see my free stuff over there. If you become a supporter, it's like less than a cup of coffee at Starbucks per month, and you can support the cause and get access to all the other content. Okay, moving on. So this is Miss Connecticut. She is a very pretty gal. Like, if you were to look at her, at least in this photo, she reminds me of the sweet girl next door that's pretty smoking hot, that every dude says, man, I wish I had a girl like that. Here she is putting together a children's bike during an event. So she's obviously a very caring and giving woman. And this is her husband. And you can see, hey, he's got a jaw that could, like, break stone. Good-looking, dashing gentleman. Let me read through this story because, and then I'm going to tell you my story because it's kind of like exactly the same. Spinal surgeon. So this guy is spinal surgeon's 500, 600, 700 grand. He's making cash. Spinal surgeon divorces his beauty queen wife because she led a secret life as a high-end professional earning $700,000. So here's what you need to make 700 grand as a man. You need to be a surgeon, or you need to be a very, very popular, many multi-million subscriber guy on YouTube, or you need to be an influencer on Instagram with boobs and whatever, or you can just be a professional. You can be a pretty woman who's a professional. I don't know about you. It seems that guys have a lot harder than women. Maybe that's just me. Anyway, Dr. Han Jo Kim has settled his divorce from former beauty queen Regina Turner. According to court documents reviewed by New York Daily News, the surgeon reportedly discovered the ex-Miss Connecticut had been engaging in adult work. This allegedly happened before and during their marriage, which began in 2015. He claims Turner received cash payments from men totaling some $675,000 in cash deposits from 2015 to 2021. What's that, like about almost 100 grand a year? According to reports on court documents, Dr. Kim is reportedly seeking to void their marriage on the basis of fraud. Here's what worries me. This is just a story from yesterday. Here's what worries me. What if he can't? Does she still get cash and prizes? If do they still find in favor, like, well, you're a doctor and you make this, and she's, I don't know, technically unemployed, so, I mean, on the books, so she gets this. This is nightmare fuel. But here's the thing. While he is being romantic with his wife and sleeping with his wife and probably unprotected with his wife, in the meantime, she's going out and getting strange from men for cash. This is nightmare fuel. This is the stuff that every guy fears. They say, let's see. Dr. Hanjo Kim sought an annulment of his marriage to former Miss USA hopeful Regina Turner, claiming she worked as a high-end professional before and after their 2015 marriage. Citing court documents. So this is legit court documents. Special surgery, Dr. Kim settled his divorce from Turner before a public court hearing, which was scheduled for 10 a.m. Monday, a court spokesman told the Daily News. I hope he didn't settle with cash. I really don't. The divorce papers filed in Manhattan Supreme Court reported alleged that Turner earned nearly $700,000. Millionaire surgeon Dr. Kim, so he's a millionaire, obviously, claimed he first became of his wife's double life in December 2020. So she'd been doing it for 5 years while they were married. She was getting strange on the side for moolah. When he came across an explicit iMessage intended for Turner, which detailed a adult encounter between her and another man, the court papers reportedly state. The papers go on to claim that Turner, who won the Miss Connecticut title in 2011, had clients including New Jersey-based real estate executive and award-winning lighting designer, New York Daily News reported. Look, now, I'll tell you this. This doctor here is a one percenter. He is a one percenter. He's a good-looking guy. Nice square chin that really makes me jealous of that nice jawline. Mine's kind of soft from too many excursions to donuts and coffee in the morning. Good square jawline. He looks to be in very good shape. He is a millionaire. He is what all women say they want. This gal gets it. And it's not that she left him for another man. It's not that she stepped out on him for another man. She literally sold herself to other very successful wealthy men. So even this top 1 or 2 percenter wasn't good enough to keep his wife from going out with other 1 and 2 top percenters. That's why so many men say, oh, but she's conservative or she's religious or she's this or she's that, so she's not going to do this. Bro. I don't know why I said that. It's just like, dude, bro, there is no way to protect yourself. You never know. And again, this doctor didn't know. There's no way you marry a woman where you know this. He didn't find out until they were 5 years deep. So in the meantime, imagine how, like, dirty and gross you feel thinking that the woman that you love and that you're going to be with and probably have children with is giving her magic cookie to strangers for cash. I cannot express to you how gross this makes a man feel. It's just... yeah, and you feel like you got played and you got feel like you're worthless. And the other thing is you feel like your radar is broken. You're like, dude, I did not see this coming. I had no idea. That's why even if you're good at looking for red flags, I mean, I got the wool pulled over my eyes bad. I'll tell you the story after I finish reading this. Let's see. The papers go on to claim that Turner, who won blah, 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 read that. Not to belabor the obvious, but defendant clearly committed material fraud upon Dr. Kim by concealing her state of sexual services in exchange for money prior to the marriage, Dr. Kim reportedly states in the court documents. As further oblivious, plaintiff would never have married a defendant absent her lies and concealment. Well, exactly. Let's see what else they say here. The court documents also reportedly include records of financial transactions allegedly to be payments from clients to Turner. A hearing was due for Monday as Dr. Kim sought to void the marriage on the grounds that he was a victim of fraud. He alleged that Turner misled him about other details of her past, including that she had studied science at the University of Connecticut for 3 years before leaving to compete in the Miss USA pageant. New York Daily News reported, adding that Dr. Kim's papers state that Turner had never even graduated high school. So not only was she not even a high school graduate, but she apparently had lied, saying that she had studied science at the University of Connecticut for 3 years. So she didn't get a degree from college, because she went to the Miss USA pageant. Truth is, she didn't even graduate high school. In the court documents, Dr. Kim reportedly alleged that his wife pretended to be out with friends while actually engaging in adult work, and also claimed that she had to make frequent week-long work trips to China relating to a clothing app she was developing, the New York Daily News reported. In fact, such travel was in connection with defendant's provision of adult services in exchange for money, the paper reported the court documents was saying. New York Daily News said Turner's subpoenaed bank records allegedly showed $675,000 in cash deposits from 2015 to 2021, over 6 years. So over 6 years, she made $675,000. So that's more than $100,000 a year. That's $112,000, roughly $111,000 per year just from going. And you know the trips that she went on were paid for. You know these other guys were spending her travel bills. So that's straight into her pocket just for taking the old panties off. Here's the thing. If you watch a lot of guys' channels, like I don't really talk much about dating. I don't talk much about, here's red flags if you're going to date. I've done a couple videos on that. But if you watch guys that are else in the manosphere, whether it's Rich Cooper, Entrepreneurs and Cars, and some of these other, like, dating guys, these dating guys, Fresh and Fit is another one, these dating guys will tell you, hey, here's red flags to look for. And some of these red flags are, you don't let your woman go out with, quote, friends alone to clubs, for weekend trips, girls weekend out, girls camping trip. Women don't camp really much, really. Some of them do, but girls camping trips, a girls night out, or girls night at the bar. Or you don't let them travel abroad. And why? There are stories like this one and hundreds of trillions of others about women saying, hey, he's back. You know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What happens in Thailand stays in Thailand. I have seen this firsthand. I'll tell you about that in a second. I've seen this happen firsthand. And guys, how many times do we hear the stories about, oh, I'm just going out with my girlfriends, we're going to the club, and then at 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. or 2 a.m., hey, I had too much to drink, I'm gonna crash at my friend Tina's house, I'll message you later. You blow up her phone trying to find out what's up, you don't hear anything until 10 or 11 o'clock the next morning, and it was, oh, I was so drunk, I just went home and slept, or I went over to my friend Tina's house. And in the meantime, you come to find out she met some dude in the bar and went over to his place and crashed over there and turned over her phone and got some strange. There's these stories, there's a reason. We don't just make this stuff up out of whole cloth. There are reasons why men say that is a red flag. Same thing when a girl's like, oh, I made a new friend today. His name is Tommy at the gym. You don't need new friends, ladies. And if you want new friends, get girlfriends. And the same thing can be said for guys. Guys, if you're out there and you're like, oh, I have a great girlfriend, but I made a new female friend. Nah, that's not a good idea. Unless you're trying to spin plates. But then you really don't want a girlfriend if you're doing that. So I'll tell you two stories. Number one, when I was in Thailand, I stayed at a hostel. This was in Chiang Mai. There were lots of young people and lots of attractive people, and most of the girls and guys, girls might have traveled together in packs, and the guys traveled together in packs. And before you know it, at the end of the night, we might be up at the bar, we might be out watching Thai fighting, we might be doing other things, and before you know it, the pack of the girls have kind of separated out with the pack of the guys, and all of them are hooking up with each other. And these girls, I did hear them and see them on their phones text messaging and talking about their boyfriends and their significant others. But they're not in Thailand, are they? And so they're a hookup culture. Look, when you're young, I get it. Testosterone's flowing, estrogen is flowing, everybody wants to get their groove on. But if you have dedicated yourself to somebody else, if you know you're going to go on this trip, break up with somebody before you go on the trip and say, you know what, I want to explore myself. I want to get some strange. I want to have a good time. At least be an adult about it. But to go out and get this and then come back home and be like, oh, just had a good time with that's what creates all the mistrust for people in dating today. But for some reason, women doing it is, oh, she's just exploring her options and she's just being free and wild. While guys do it, their players are dogs. It's the double standard that keeps going through on everything today. So the story that happened to me, some of you guys may know this if you watched me for a little while. The last girlfriend I had, I really liked her. We had a lot in common. I think she love bombed me a little bit, which I wasn't too familiar with love bombing. I became really familiar with it after this. She turned out to be nothing like the person I liked. The person I cared for, the person I had feelings for, didn't exist. it wasn't a real person. It was a persona that she put on for me. In the meantime, she did very bad things behind my back, and she ended up hooking up with, I think, multiple guys. I don't know how many behind my back. And to come to find out, she was on a sugar site soliciting for business while we were still together. Thank God he found out based on iMessaging or something. She had left some stuff with me, and one of them was her iPad. Well, she didn't realize that, number one, putting in a birthday as your passcode is a stupid idea because I knew her birthday. And number two, that all the messages she sent on her iPhone synced up with her iPad. So I could sit there and literally watch the incoming messages coming in and her texting and going out like I was watching her over her shoulder on her phone. That's how I found out she was doing all this stuff. Had it not been for that iPad, Lord knows where I would have been today. The other thing that I caught her doing before this was that she was messaging a dude on her phone, and she had taken off her watch and set it on the table, and it was buzzing. And I didn't get to see the outgoing text, but I could see messages from a dude coming in, and they were mysterious at best. So I knew something was going on, but again, I didn't have enough to pin it on her. That should have been my red flag and enough to call it, but I didn't. And these are how we learn. And that's why videos are like this, and these news stories are important, because this is how I tell you younger gentlemen out there, you guys that are getting back out in the dating market, that are like, oh, I've been married, and now I'm divorced for 15 years, and let's get back out there and do it. Or I'm a single guy, and she's real pretty, and let's go to it, and she's my unicorn. She's everything I could want in life, and this is what can happen to you. Again, good-looking dude, successful, millionaire. It reported that records show checks for as much as $2,000 each made out to cash and deposited in Turner's account from the New Jersey real estate executive, whom the outlet did not name. The deposits from the executive totaled $185,000, according to documents filed by Dr. Kim and reported in the New York Daily News. Meanwhile, the lighting designer's company wired $116,000 to Turner over 6 years, including many individual payments of $10,000, the outlet reported, citing bank records included in the court filing. The papers reportedly said that Turner claimed in January to have no income and be totally reliant on her husband for support. Dr. Kim earned $3.2 million in 2018 alone, according to New York Daily News, which said the couple owned an Upper East Side apartment and waterfront home on Long Island. And then they reached out for both couples for comment, and they didn't get anything back. So check this. In 1 year, Dr. here earns $3.2 million in 2018. He makes that. She says she has no income and is totally reliant on her husband for support. But in the meantime, she's making over $100,000 a year selling out Punani. And had he not caught her, she could have filed for divorce, getting part of his. Now, if he gets $3.2 million a year, he's probably worth several million dollars, maybe 10 or 20 million. And they have an upper an apartment the couple owns in the Upper East Side apartment and waterfront home on Long Island. So here's the thing. If he didn't catch her and she decides to leave him, she was claiming she was completely 100% reliant on his income. She would have taken him to the bank, and she would have probably gotten part of his East Side apartment. So not only would she have cheated on him and sold herself behind this guy's back, she would have gotten a portion of all his money and probably half of the apartment. All that would have gone under the table, except he found one iMessage, which is Apple's iMessaging service. He found one message on her phone that started to get him investigating. It doesn't matter if you're it doesn't matter if you're Chad, it doesn't matter if you're successful, it doesn't matter if you're good looking. You don't get married. You don't put yourself in this situation to where she might have won cash and prizes if he didn't find out the truth. Here's the thing. Who's the winner out of this? She's a winner. Although she may not get cash and prizes, but she may. But either way, she's a winner. She got almost $1 million just for selling herself. I mean, she's a total loser, but in her mind, she's a winner because she got all this money for hooking up with a couple of dudes. She's a winner. The doctor, he's a huge loser. I mean, at least he found out, but he almost lost everything. Who's the winner in this circumstance? The guys that were writing checks to sleep with her. Why? yeah, it cost them a ton of money, but maybe they're extremely rich. Maybe they have millions of dollars. What's 10 grand when you have $1 million? That's like if you make 100 grand and you spend 1,000. That's like if you have 10 grand and you spend $100. These guys were writing chump checks for them to her to get access to what they wanted the most from her. A little bit of casual time with her, the girlfriend experience, and they get to sleep with her, and then they walk away dust free. So the real winners out of this are the dudes that are writing the check for a little bit of fun in the bedroom, because they walk away scot-free. There's no threat. But she got cash and prizes from them for doing something that's absolutely horrible. The big loser, the doctor that got married, because for 5 years he's sleeping with a woman that's sleeping with other men, and he didn't realize it, thinking, I'm in love, and this girl's beautiful and sweet, and she's my everything, and maybe someday we'll have kids. Turns to find out he's married to a garden tool. Go figure. All right, let's move on to the dating profile of the day. All right, I did not blur this one because she has nothing shameful to say. This might be a fake account, but here's the thing. It shows that there's 6 pictures uploaded. Not many fake accounts that a dude would put up there, just to make somebody read the profile. Not many dudes would put up 6 profile pictures to say this. So a little bit of me thinks this is like a legit profile, because if you just want to say what she said, you'd only put up one really hot photo and then hope to get guys pulled in or to send a message to other guys. Anyway, this is her name's Moara, 26. It says, every single time a man sleeps with a lot of women, he's called a stud. But if a woman sleeps with a lot of men, she's called easy. I can't say that word. A garden tool. Easy. And people think this is unfair. Nah, it's completely fair. And I'll tell you why, all right? Because it's effing easy to be easy. It's effing hard to be a stud. To be a stud, you have to be witty, charming, be well-dressed, have nice shoes, and a fake job. Or a good job. I don't know why she said a fake job. To be an easy girl, you just have to be there. There are no fat, ugly, easy women out there. There are fat, ugly, easy women out there. There are no fat, ugly studs. And I think she's legit, although maybe she's been burned, because she does say these guys have to have a fake job. She didn't say you have to have a good real job. She said a fake job. One of you guys on locals.com, betterbachelor.locals.com, posted something, and I didn't bring the image over, but I want to at least recognize one of you that posted this on the forums over on Locals. It was a picture of a deer standing there with a gun or something like that. And it was a really good message, and it said, a man that can shoot 1,000 deer is a great hunter. A deer that gets shot 1,000 times is a horrible deer. The thing of it is that women don't understand is that all they have to do is be present and some man will want them. But a man has to really show he is a higher value male to the women to make that happen. And that's why I like this dating profile. I thought you guys would get a kick out of that for something different. Guys, the usual stuff. If you like, support my work, like, follow, share. Join me over on rumble.com if you want the least option. Odyssey is, I'm not doing Odyssey. And I'll tell you why. Odyssey is owned by google.com, the same company that owns YouTube. That doesn't work for me. If I join Library's videos are scraped up into Odyssey, which is owned by google.com. So Library and Odyssey are out. I looked into BitChute. BitChute is doing okay, but the problem is they've said they're going to incorporate monetization for like 2 years, and they haven't done it. They're just not growing as a platform where they want to take care of content creators, which means if I upload everything to BitChute, they get the views, they get some content creators are ad revenue, but they just don't feel like they have any skin in the game, like they're going anywhere. The thing I like about Locals is at least you know the deal. You can come over there, you can watch my stuff for free if you join the community. And really, the reason why I'm having you do that is because I'm hoping to put out enough content that you guys will say, you know what, I'm getting all this free stuff. He's putting out value. I'm gonna be doing probably a live stream a day. I'm gonna be doing movie reviews and everything else. If you support me over there, it's like $5 a month, or you can do $50 a year, which is like $4 and I don't know, $4.10 a month. If you support me over there, I'm going to be putting out a video a day and doing other topics. You're literally getting my work for less than, like, what's that, 12 cents, 13 cents a video. That's all you're paying for my work. I don't think that's too much to ask to have you join me over there. So, and other content creators like Stephen Molyneux is over there. Why can't I remember? Paul Joseph Watson's over there. Scott Adams is over there. Dave Rubin is over there. Count Dankula is over there. Like that's where a lot of us are going because we are protected, but we can still find a way to make the money that we need to do this as our work to provide you content. Guys, that's it for me. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, you never know. If they're good at hiding it, if you love them and believe them and you want to give them all the benefits in the world, you never know. You might get a good one. Or you might get a nightmare like this doctor's wife. And God knows, if you got one of those, it could cost you a lot, and you might lose it to a professional.